Take it like a fan. You got Chip. You got
Dog.
And oh, but wait a minute. Oh. We could have a last minute game time decision on the name change. Is it going to be? We fired C-Mac. Fired his ass. He's gone. He gone. He did.
Bo knows.
Yep. Bo.
It wasn't fitting well. No. Replaced. Bo knows best. Bo was just on vacation for a little bit. Pardon my take, guys, but I was on vacation due to leave.
Oh, that's like a really nice invite to our listening audience.
Get to know me.
Okay. Kind of cheesy.
A little cheese. All right. So, man, lots happened since the last time that we recorded. I mean, we're always spending the time. Again, we always talk about our Bucks, but news of the week. Sounds like the Patriots have finally found the Brady replacement in Dog. Tell them who it is.
Cam Superman Newton.
And our thoughts on that pickup real quick.
What do you got to lose?
It's a good way to look at it. I mean, it's a good way.
I think it's good pickup. It's better than Stidman that they had. So it actually gave him a chance. Kind of funny the other day, I actually saw some messages at some other NFL players. And I think there might've been a team out there that actually, direct messaged their Cam Newton. Roger Goodell started off with, remind me, who is it that matters again? I can never remember. You had Deshaun Watson say, there are worse coaches to play for than Belichick. Trust me. I don't know, touche on that one. Jared Stidham.
He was walking around saying, I'm the Patriots starting quarterback. Brady.
Yeah, he got that for about five or 6 minutes. Yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah. We even had Jamal Adams reach out to him, said, you wouldn't by chance know how to escape New York, would you? I'm gonna leave there. And then our own boy, Tom Brady, he said, hope you like white slot wide receivers. And then, of course, you know, you get the incoming message from your new coach, too, as well.
Okay, so you're having fun with this.
I think Bill wins again. Bill always finds a way to win.
He does. And did you see what they're paying him?
Yeah, like $7 million with
incentives. $7 million
with incentives.
Oh, with incentives, yeah. But he's just over $1 million.
Cam's 31.
Well, they get
Cam still has it.
Yeah, no, and dude, he's worth more than $1 million. He got a deal.
He looks like he's in shape though.
Yeah.
Oh, he's definitely worth more than $1 million.
I think he's gonna bounce back.
But yeah, I think it's a good fit. I think it'll play out well for him.
You know, I was looking at just some videos and obviously everybody's opinion. Listening to everybody give their 2 cents on what they think about Cam and signing with the Patriots. And it started, you know how when you start looking at videos, it'll lead you to another video and lead you to another video, of course, right? Yeah. So I got to the rabbit hole. Well, I fell down the proverbial rabbit
hole. Yeah, the rabbit hole is what they
call it. And I got to some fun facts. And true fun fact. Yeah, true fun fact. Okay, so in what year was it? It was in 2008. All right. Michael Vick was in prison, obviously. Okay. And he had an intramural team in prison. Do you know what their final record was? His intramural team, like you would think, okay, like you're the man. We've all seen The Longest Yard, I think, and all those. I mean, you would think, I got Mike Vick as my quarterback in his kind of his prime.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was in Virginia. But he's your man. He is your quarterback now for your intramural team. Yeah. All day, like 100-2. I mean, not actually take back the 2 because you're never going to get a safety against Mike Vick, not in his payday. So I'll give him a field goal on a luck, 100-3. What was the final record of his intramural team in 2000?
I don't know. But what I'm going to say is if it's prison rules, I mean,
Prison
rules.
It
doesn't matter if you're Michael.
Yeah. Well, it's 3-5 is what Michael Vick finished his intramural squad in prison 2008.
Was that?
I would think literally if you're in prison, you would expect prison rules. I don't know, man. What other?
Yeah, I mean, was this, AFL rules?
I got another one for you. NCAA up until. What was it? I think it was, where did I write this? Here it is. up until 1925, do you know that their players, football players, had to study at halftime?
Really?
They literally had their professors and stuff come in and they had to study at halftime of football games.
Is that why the halftime breaks are a little bit longer than NFL breaks?
It could be. It could be. They're cramming, cram sessions.
Yeah, quick little study sesh.
I don't know. I just thought that that was crazy.
It always seems like they're longer than, I don't know if it's because the band.
Are they longer? They're longer than 20 minutes?
But it seems like in NFL games, it's like you get up, you turn around, they're back on the field.
Play again.
It's like, whoa, let me get a beer. Yeah. Down.
Calm down for a second. Yeah. All right. So either way, I got some more trivia as we go along here. But so I think for this episode, guys, I know last time we got into a little bit, I think it was AFC, NFC West. Coming up Wednesday, I know we're going to do AFC, NFC North. That is correct. But for today, we're going to kind of match like what we did last week, which we kind of did an episode about bandwagon fans, our thoughts on that, and just leading into all kinds of other topics throughout the 30 minutes. So today, I want to talk a little bit about fan influence. I think it's a perfect time to talk about this because right now, there may or may not be a season. May or may not be a season, let alone fans in the stands. I mean, how can there have to be? So how are you going to play the game of football wearing a mask?
Hey, what do you mean? How can there not
be? So all the linemen are going to have to give you 6 feet.
Hey,
I mean,
like the rules. Yeah. He's here to watch
it. Yeah. I understand.
No.
I mean,
look at the UFC. UFC's doing it. It's a bloodbath.
Just like the economy has to go on. I understand all that, but I think that without the fans, first off, my opinion is that that's it's crap. It's going to be crap. It's going to be a shit show, literally, without the fans in the stands. What's the point? I mean, you got no sound. You got no nothing. I mean, I know some of these practice squads, especially for big games, as you guys know, they crank up these stadium speakers to give you the crowd noise.
That's the vibration.
You can't
simulate the actual fans that are in the stands when you got 50,000 towels waving around. Yeah. I mean, it's different. That's
100%
it's a sports. And I think that's why all the athletes play at the end of the day is for the energy that fans give them. And I mean, I can't say I've been there, but fans
do a lot. I was there when the Bucks came back home after they won the NFC championship game. And you remember they came back to the stadium. Yeah. They shut down the vet. Yeah. Good day.
They
came back to the stadium after they landed. Just to come in and kind of celebrate the NFC Championship with the squad. Obviously, we're going to the Super Bowl. And that stadium was crazy loud with the fans and how pumped they were. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's not the same. I don't care if you're playing hockey, even down to baseball. I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. But without fans, it's...
Baseball's coming back.
Sucks.
NBA's coming back, too. Hockey, fans or no fans, I think they got to do it regardless because everybody's been through a tough time. So I think at least for 1 year, you can suck it up.
There's so many things that you can.
Yeah, I am.
I'm just excited about hypothetically, I was watching videos getting ready for tonight's episode about how fans interacting with players. That was actually, I watched 3 episodes of Ellen DeGeneres and then I got it.
After Ellen DeGeneres.
He's such a smart ass. Don't put my business out.
Okay.
But either way, it's just you watch these videos and the fans, like, it's good or bad. I mean, I was watching videos of obviously the guys, especially with the baseball, grabbing the ball that's a live ball that's in foul play. Obviously, you got the boys, that you got the one Chicago Cub fan that's got to be feeling it today. Whatever the hell the guy's name was. All I know is he's that guy. He's that guy. He's Harman. That Cubs fan. And then, I mean, you had another, I think there was a Seattle Mariners fan that had a really bad one.
There was a few. There's been quite a few.
Yeah. Hey, there's not really football, obviously.
There's been a few. But you know what it is? I think they just get caught up in the moment. They forget where they're at, what's on the line. And just, you know, you go for the ball, your natural instinct, he's in the backup. But I honestly think it's cool, but I think there should
be a test for
people.
You got to know about what's going on.
Up front, first row of any sporting event. especially basketball. I mean, you got to know. You go reach out or like trip somebody or, you know.
I think they should just allow super fans to be like front row. Like you got to be a super fan.
You got to be. Yeah, you like, got to. You got to be. You got to be like Big Nasty. Yeah, you got to be that caliber fan.
That's home field. Yeah.
What you got to be worried about are the super fans.
Yeah. No, they don't know. Not the super, you know, those guys are fair, you know. A few of us get a little too hammered out there, but those guys keep it clean throughout the game.
They do, but I mean, there's good and bad. Like I said, you got that kind of bad, but then you also got the kind of bad of like, everybody knows the story of the Philly fans and the D-cell batteries. And I mean, yeah, well, there's some brutal fans out there.
Does that? Ooh.
Well, we touched on it one time, and I mean, I know that we've all heard the stories, but I don't know. I watched stuff like, I got into soccer video. These people are out for blood for their team. What we think of loyalty for our teams, that we're not even
say
close.
Beers are flying.
Yeah, no, there's plenty.
No, they take it to a whole.
Do you know? Leads into another fun trivia. On all the sports, on an international level, I mean, down to cricket, down to all these games that we know a little bit about to absolutely nothing about. Oldest sport in the world. Oldest sport in the world.
Polo
is what? Polo?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Well, I said polo, so. So obviously animals aren't a part of it.
No, animals are not a part of it. Oh man.
Well, you're thinking oldest sport to date. Yeah. So
okay.
Golf? It narrowed it down.
Okay. I got an animal, then polo.
He meant bull riding. You know, 100%. yeah. That's what he meant.
All right. Oh, okay.
This sport is televised.
Is there a league?
Yeah, an international.
Cornhole.
International superstars in this.
Vice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Well, I would say golf then.
All right, let me throw you a couple hints, okay? Let me help you and the audience out. Here's the deal. This, they probably have. But those of you who didn't cheat, yeah. I will say that got to go back to the even like Greco-Roman time. Yeah, that's that. I mean, that might give it away a little bit. What do you got going on? Yeah, what do you got going back in the day? You got style. No. Wrestling.
Wrestling
is the oldest sport. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hell yeah, brother.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Okay, no way.
Oh yeah, saw it on the internet. Saw it on the internet. Yeah, 100%. So, golf balls were originally made from what? This one throws you for a loop. Cotton? No.
Acorns.
No. It is dried cow eyeballs.
Huh.
That was the original. I'm not kidding. Dried cow eyeballs. Okay, yeah, interesting.
Was it
okay? How many stitches on a baseball? Oh, come on!
I'm speechless on that.
Probably like 48.
108 stitches. All right, and then I got one more for you, and then we're gonna kind of move on. We'll take a break, and then we got to move on. But I'm gonna do one more for you. All right, Wesley Snipes. Okay, he had two roles. Two on-screen roles as a baseball player. First, name those two roles. Willie Mays Hayes is correct, yes, for one. Second, baseball character he played in a movie. Oh no, guaranteed you've seen this.
Wait,
I think I can say. Let me make sure it doesn't mess up.
He was in White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
Oh.
Baseball player. Okay, the other movie I can tell you was called The Fan. And you call yourself a sports movie fan? The Fan?
I watch sports, not movies.
The Fan is about Wesley Snipes is a baseball player. Robert De Niro is Gil something, Gil, I can't remember, Gil Renard or something like that. And he's a knife salesman, but he's a crazy fan. And he plays for the Giants. Wesley Snipes plays for the Giants. Van goes goofy, nuts, even kidnaps his kid at one point in time. God, you guys didn't see any of this? And it's like a newer movie. Wow. That's that's a shame.
I've never seen
it. That is a shame. How about original Stanley Cup? Was two stories high, but they discovered it was really hard to move, so they took it down to the size it is now. True fun fact. Two stories high was the original. Yeah. Like two stories.
High.
A general story is about 10 feet. Yeah, so about 20 feet.
Like,
all right. I think that's all I got for the fun facts or anything. So what do you say we take a little break and then we'll come back. Are we recording? I mean,
ahead. Yeah,
we're all waiting.
What are you guys doing?
I mean, again, it strikes again. Audience. I mean, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's figuring it out as we go along, and his microphone moves, so he says, "Oh no, stop recording! Stop recording!" Nice.
He's on his Insta book right now.
Back to Baltimore.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, we're talking about the Ravens. They finished 13-2. Went on that long.
First question: run. Does he make it the whole season with the way this cat runs? And we've all seen these quarterbacks get lit up, especially when they start getting tape on you. I mean, these quarterbacks can't make it a whole. Like you were even just saying with the last one, you're getting hit by grown men like that. You can't do that also.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's packed on some pounds this offseason worked out. I mean,
Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I still don't think. I don't know. I don't
know.
A quarterback wants to take that many hits, especially when you're looking downfield and you get hit blindsided. Like you don't even know who just hit you.
I agree 100%.
I believe.
he'll be protected this year. I think they're going to probably
minimize. The problem is when you get down the field,
try to work on his accuracy.
Your protection can't keep up with you. There's not a lineman.
He runs out of his protection. Are you kidding?
You can't do like Russell Wilson.
He's got a strong line though.
Now he's learned to stay in the pocket. He can still move because he saved himself. That first 2 years that he came up there, he was beat up, man.
Oh, he was getting beat up. Yeah, I agree.
Well, they did have Ronnie Stanley, who literally did not let up a sack last year, and he only had four flags the whole year. So I mean, they have a good tackle duo. So.
Yeah, they got a good line. It graded out pretty high. Let's talk about the old Cleveland.
I heard these for them, man. Like I said, in like one of our first podcasts. No, one of our first podcasts. They're the only ones that have bled, like we have bled. The city of Cleveland.
We still have a ring. They don't
bled like we have bled. Oh yeah, they've been through it.
No,
100%.
I don't care.
I get it.
I mean, I deep down feel bad for them.
I don't.
Most
there's no feelings in football.
They draft some and they just don't.
They've got a pretty sweet squad right now.
Do you guys know? I believe it was the year we finished 10-6 and got knocked out by Green Bay. I think it was the last game of the season. The Browns finished 10-6 that year and they didn't make the playoffs either.
Good for them.
Well, I mean, I'm throwing it out there. I know we still got to talk about the Steelers and if we have anything else to say about the Browns right now, but I'm throwing it out there that Baltimore wins it. I think Lamar stays healthy enough, even if he misses a couple. Cleveland comes in second. Yeah.
Cleveland comes in second? Wow. You are out your damn mind.
Who you got, Joe Burrow?
No. It's going to be Ravens, Steelers. And then it's going to be a shootout for the bottom of the barrel.
It's going to be Cincinnati.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't be surprised. You might call me crazy if Joe Burrow has somewhat of an equivalent season to Baker Mayfield. That was a weird look.
Yeah.
Big Ben's rejuvenated.
If they can stay
with Big Ben and he can stay healthy with James Conner in their run game,
I understand. You're older. And that's like I said in the last podcast. I'm not even trying to be out there. Tom Brady's older. But the difference is he's been active. He's been going and going. Tom Brady, is totally different athlete than Big Ben.
Big Ben's Big Ben. Big Ben. Big Ben has at least one more limp in him to get out there. And I mean, I've always liked the Steelers. I don't know why. Maybe it's the Mike Tomlin factor because he was a defensive backs coach for us. But I believe they get James Conner rolling. That defense can always come around because he's a defensive guru. I mean, I can see the Steelers making a legit playoff.
Fourth place.
So they finished
fourth place on the Steelers. You're crazy. I'll bet you on that.
Not under Mike Tomlin.
We can bet on that. We can bet seats on that one.
It's a toss up between them and Cincy. I'm telling you, Cleveland's rolling second. And Baltimore's taking.
Baltimore is taking. Cleveland's rolling second. Cleveland's going to finish. You're crazy. You are crazy.
Are we recording right now, dog?
What's your right now? Yeah.
Okay. So
what's your strong
points
on Cleveland?
Later on, we're going to review.
You believe in Baker?
We're going to see how crazy I am. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
You believe in Baker?
Believe in Baker?
Is that what you're telling me?
Football player. Yes. I mean, I think that he probably learned a lot last year, and I think
he gives it his all. He gives it all he can.
Realized last year that he can't. Yeah, he can't.
He's Johnny Manziel 2.0
last year.
You think he learned? Oh, so he's going to come out just gunslinging this year, huh?
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I think the Steelers are going to surprise.
I'm telling you, Steelers are going to be in the playoffs. I think the Steelers are always going to be there. They were there last year till the last week.
Yeah. The thing with the Ravens,
you're talking about the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns? Are you kidding me?
If Lamar goes down with the Ravens, like they just turn into a one.
That's going to be a I mean,
I don't know who the. I don't know who the I think.
No, Terrell Pryor's out there in L.A. with Chargers.
I don't even know who the backup is. That's scary when you're a teenager.
But
no names.
And I think Big Ben, he sat out all last year, and I think that he got a lot of time to figure out if he wants it bad enough or if he doesn't.
We're going
to
find out.
Oh, they have RG3 as a backup.
Oh.
RG3 is a backup.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But what you got, Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins as running backs. I don't know if you guys watch too many of the Ravens games, but I have Mark Ingram on fantasy.
Oh, he got
that guy can run the ball.
A lot of points last year.
That guy can run the ball, especially with that offense. They got some. They can do some dynamic stuff. I mean,
I believe the Steelers lost 6 of the last 8 games within.
Well, yeah, they had Mason Flathead Rudolph.
So
they lost
exactly. So if you had a healthy Big Ben back there, who to say they don't win those 6? Out of the last 8 games.
Yeah, they probably
just
are.
Not a
big mix being 12, you know?
Okay.
Not, yeah.
You don't have to be.
Oh, you have to be a big Ben fan.
I'm not a big Ben fan, but I just like, I don't know why. I just
coach.
Like,
I
give
that.
Tomlin.
100%.
He's been there for quite a while, and he was one of the candidates I wanted a while ago when he was kind of on the hot seat there, and we were looking for him.
Me as well.
That'd be a good one to have. But the Browns?
Yes.
The Browns?
All right, so let's do it. So I'm going Baltimore.
They are
going to go ahead and throw Cleveland in there. I'm going to throw Pittsburgh in 3. I'm going to say Cincy finishes up bottom feeder. Dog, what do you got?
I'm going to say it's a toss-up with the Ravens and Steelers. They're going to finish 1-2, and then I'm going to go Browns-Bengals. But don't sleep on the Browns.
See? All right.
Creep up there a little bit.
Let's go bad, Bobo. Here you go. What do you got?
What? Baltimore, Pittsburgh.
Bengals are going to get beat up.
I'm going to put the Bengals over the Browns. Go.
What do you got them finishing? What do you got
the Bengals?
Them finishing?
5-11.
The Bengals.
Maybe 6-10.
So you think the Browns are going
to? I want them to.
Trevor Lawrence to the Browns next year.
Wait,
too early.
I still wouldn't be
a
Browns fan.
Football season first, and see if it even happens.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, we are.
You know we lost 2 preseason games, right?
Oh, yes, I didn't say that.
That's what I said.
All right. NFC North. Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, and Detroit.
That's a toss-up, but I'm...
Let's start at the bottom of the food
chain. What about
them? Lions. 3-12-1. Start with them. What do you see from them? What's the deal?
Another year from Matt Stafford that just goes nowhere.
They do. I do.
I feel bad for that guy.
This guy up like every game this guy
I feel
plays.
Bad for Stafford.
Yeah.
Imagine if you played for Cleveland.
Yeah, I agree.
And the
imagine
weapons
you played
that
for
they
Tampa.
Had the team
and the weapons we got.
That they had.
Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, I do feel bad for him 100%. But still, I agree. I think he's still going to be in the bottom rung this year, too. I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lions will definitely be way on the bottom.
I don't think it's going to be as bad as 3-12.
So then let's bounce it to the Bears. 8-8 Big signing with Nick Foles.
Is it really though?
Well, they're still saying Trubisky's going to play for the starting job. I don't see that.
You should never really want that going in the camp, though, to be honest with you. You really don't want to fight. You want to know who your starter is day one.
So, yeah. Wow, look at Dog's face, though. He's not.
Well, okay. I got a question. Who would you want?
Who would I want out of those two?
I'm going to let him battle them out.
I mean, I don't know. Mitchell Trubisky kind of. Well, then his first year, they went, 13-3 or something like that? Everybody thought the Bears were back, and the Bears were back, and the Bears missed the kick with Robbie Gould or something. And then Robbie Gould goes somewhere, and Mitch Trubisky's like the unsung hero, and then they lose everything.
8-8 last year.
8-8
Yeah, they went 8-8
They got more games than them. For the Bears.
They got Khalil Mack.
He's a nasty boy.
That's
true.
This is the
Cleo Max is nasty, man.
For 3 days.
What do you mean? Are you a Bears fan? You're a Browns fan. I know that.
If someone can please call us at 844-542-4111, I'll give you directions to get this guy a Snickers.
7-Eleven.
Yeah. Or text us. Someone text us at 727-388.
Here's an interesting team to be in. I believe is the Minnesota Vikings.
Why are they interested?
Minnesota Vikings.
I don't know. It's just. I mean, they lost Stephon Diggs. They lost Xavier Rhodes. They lost him. They lost the DN. I just don't know. Kirk Cousins, he always keeps him in there for some reason. And honestly, they should have. Didn't they beat the Saints that 1 year?
They did, actually. Yeah.
But they did. They did. The miracle.
Yeah, the miracle.
The miracle. But that wasn't him at helm. It was the backup. What was his name?
Osweiler.
Denver. Didn't do nothing.
No.
No.
Keenum.
Case Keenum. Hey,
he's got like a radio DJ now. Case Keenum.
Throw it out, babes.
I'm not a big.
We know that.
Yeah, you really don't. We know you don't like that.
Everything
with you is derivative of something that has happened or can happen to the Bucks. I don't like Kirk Cousins. Why is that?
You don't remember what he did to the Bucks and how you like me now? How you like that? How you like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Guess who my quarterback is now? Tom Brady.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Dalvin Cook.
He's good.
They got Thielen over there. Adam Thielen. Yep. He's solid.
Yeah.
It's Kirk Cousins, man. I don't think he deserves that money. He's not that good. I would have so rather seen Alex Smith over him. He's running around taking snaps these days.
After 26 surgeries?
He didn't let it hold him back. Still out there on the
field. You're finishing up with Green Bay Packers.
Cheeseheads.
Cheeseheads, I think, are going to win it again this year.
I'll tell you what. Doesn't that bring up some good memories, though?
Really, truly.
Battle of the Bays back in the day.
Yeah.
Warren Sapp versus Brett Favre.
Love those.
Those were the days.
Well, that's going to be 12 versus 12 this year. In the Ray J 425.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will.
I'll be there.
Finding waivers.
You saw that?
I'll have my mask.
I told you about it.
Whatever it is.
Oh, wow. I saw what I told him.
Roger Goodell, if you are listening, I need this. Please allow me to go to the Ray J on the Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring
Did you see that in the
back.
NBA commission? That's one of my things right
Let's
here.
Go.
Adam Silver, he says that Corona wave, the recent Corona wave, is probably going to set back, could cancel the NBA's jump off in season. They may say bye, just like minor league baseball. And one can only hope, maybe. The Robert Kraft.
We kind of got away from it. All think the Packers are going to run away with this thing. But. What about their draft pick? Jordan Love, quarterback, Kansas State.
I thought that was a
I called it. I called it. Remember when we were watching the draft and I called it?
Why not? This guy's on. Yeah, but this guy's on.
They did the same thing with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers.
It's not bad to bring him in, but I mean, it's just like.
But
why wouldn't
you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, your first round pick. he would have been there a third or fourth round. The way they drafted him, I can see that would make you upset. I can see that because you're not giving him a weapon. You're giving him competition.
Well, which may not be bad.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm with you.
Give me a running back, a tight end.
But they did. They brought in A.J. Dillon. That's a solid running back. They already have a solid core. We just went over that. I mean, their wide receiving core is not bad. They, I mean, isn't Jimmy Graham still out there?
No, Jimmy Graham just signed with the Bears.
That's right.
In March.
Yeah. But they still have a couple other solid tight ends as well. So, I mean,
they have a wide receiver from Lakewood.
I still say they take it. I say that Chicago surprisingly goes to number two.
What?
Yes.
What?
I think Minnesota finishes at three. And Detroit, like I said, is their bottom rung again this year. They didn't make any solid moves to get themselves out of the bottom rung.
So you got the Bears finishing in second place.
I got
the playoffs? You know there's seven teams that go to the playoffs this year.
I'm not sure if the Bears.
I don't think the Bears will make it. I think the North and the NFC is going to be that weak division where a 10-6.
I think Green Bay has a chance of matching last year's 13-3. I think they can. I mean, they did it with what they had last year. Not a lot changed. Yeah, no, I don't.
Sorry.
All right, so what was yours again, Bo? You were, what's your four here?
What? Packers, Vikings, Bears, Lions.
Obvious.
Okay. I don't know how it was this year. Did you know Wayne Gretzky had never scored a single goal?
Seven. Six.
I think it's six.
Correct. Yeah.
That wasn't even a question that I was telling you, but before you rudely interrupted me, if Wayne Gretzky had never scored a single goal, he'd still be NHL's all-time points leader. Go figure that one.
Chuck Norris.
Here?
A race car with a wood-burning engine finished third in 1927 Indianapolis 500. I love these fun facts things. They're so fun.
Yeah. Fun fact of the day.
It's customary for jockeys to be paid in coins, no matter how large their winnings. That can't be true.
What? I got one for you. In 1987, best year ever, eternal, though. New York City radio station WFAN AM commenced its first 24-hour all-sports radio
form. Nice.
Not bad.
I do like
that. That's pretty good, huh? You didn't get that one.
God bless you guys. The one I just read? This is something. This is something.
It's something?
All right. So, in the ancient Greek Olympics, okay, wrestling, that we all know, is the oldest sport, right? Because we learned that Monday.
Yes, we did.
Good job, Johnny. Wrestling matches were in the nude, and the match did not end until one of the competitors became aroused. No way that's true.
No, come on.
It also says boxing legend Rocky Marciano invented the fax machine. Also says that.
Rocky invented the fax machine? Hey,
no, not that Rocky.
Oh.
Okay. Hockey legend Gordie Howe suffers from bryophobia, the extreme fear of cold and ice.
Yeah, he's a hockey player. I get it.
Yeah. The grass at Wimbledon was kept 2 inches long until 1949 when an English player was bitten by a snake. Shit, you know.
Come on.
Good. Yep.
Ouch.
Okay. We'll save it. But okay. Should I tell Dog what I told you earlier? This site now is 25. Of how they put it was unbelievable sports facts, fun facts. So top 25. No. Just top 25 of all time. You want to know what number 25 is? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won a Super Bowl in 2003. That's number 25 for the most. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a crush.
He doesn't like that.
I didn't like that.
He's like, so what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
who wrote
pull
that?
Up the article. Who originally
published on Sports Purple? Surfing is an optical illusion. I don't know. That's what it says. Ow.
Ow.
Was a wave really not there, man? Oh,
hey, a man in Mississippi was briefly imprisoned for sorcery in 1884 after throwing a curveball at a county fair.
That's sorcery. That's magic. Blasphemy, I tell you.
He has to be a Falcons fan.
Oh, he's still on the Bucks guy.
This guy.
Doing all this? Oh, I thought you were saying me. I was like,
what if it was Dirk Cutter?
Okay.
Did you not hear what he just said? Did you miss what he said? The guy was arrested because he threw a curveball at a fair? That's crazy.
There's no way these are true. There's no way. Rocky Marciano did not invent the facts.
Isn't it on the internet?
It's on the internet.
It's on the internet. It's true.
That is very true.
What that means.
Studies show high school tennis players score significantly lower on math tests. You want to know why? It's assumed that they are sports illogical. Wait a minute. Because of the sports illogical 15, 30, and 40 scoring system. So that means that tennis players suck at math. Yeah, these can't be true.
I guess that's why they go from 14 to 30 to 40 to love to
win. All right. So we said a couple of quick things. Let's see. Let's see real quick. We got Robert Kraft's sex scandals back in the... Firefest, Sando, K-Pix. So what else we got? Looks like Christian McCaffrey's got himself a new girlfriend. Nothing really great. The Trump car. There it is again. That's
kind of plain.
Corey LaJoy.
Go back. Scroll back up. Yeah. Corey LaJoy. Oh, he's a French driver.
Never heard of her.
All right. I guess that's it. Anything else? How long have we been going?
Oh, we got about 45 minutes, I think. Here we go.
All right. All right. So, first question. Would you rather have on your team a game-changing player like this guy can win you the game?
Sounds good so far.
No, just he's just like a LeBron James. Or would you rather have a team full of average players that just play really well together and just no one stands out? You know, they all make mistakes.
Am I the owner of the team or am I on the team?
So what's on the other team with the superstar?
Slackers.
Chumps.
Well, I'd rather take a team full of people that are like going to give it their all and play together instead of one stud.
Now, you are the owner of the team, and you got a player that can win you all kinds of games. You don't want to go after him?
I could put fans in the stands.
Money in your pocket wins.
It depends on how I'm looking. It depends as me how far away I've been from our championship.
All right. Question number two. This one's football related. Would you rather have 7 out of 10 years playoff with no Super Bowl game? Like, you don't even make it. You lose an NFC or AFC championship every
time.
So
we're the Buffalo Bills
now. Not every
time,
but you lose. You can't get over the hump. Or have a Super Bowl playoff run, which you lose in the Super Bowl by 3 points.
I'd take it to the big dance.
And we're talking.
I'm actually going this one. I'm going to the Super Bowl and losing by 3 points. I can't take the heartache of seven.
But we're talking 15 to 20 years. You get one Super Bowl appearance and you lose by
seven. That I'm losing.
Or you have.
At least you're still. At least you're still conference champ.
That's true.
You gotta get these better scenarios, man. It's all like depressing scenarios.
I mean,
all right. I hope this one's
and here's my last question.
Would you rather be with Jennifer Anderson?
A great field goal kicker, but doesn't have a powerful leg, or a great punter? Just overall.
Oh, you said it right there. I'm taking Pat McAfee.
Oh, yeah.
Or you got.
I'm taking Pat McAfee just because he's a hell of a football
player.
Well equipped.
45.
100%. Pat Mac.
All right.
Yeah, but you don't sign a guy to listen to
his
story.
A kicker.
You sign him to kick the football.
Sure you do.
But if you got a
I guess him and the kicker talk stories together.
the field goal kicker doesn't miss.
Oh, well, would you rather be a punter or a kicker?
I'd
be a punter over a field goal kicker. What about you?
No, yeah. I'm like,
he'd probably be the placeholder.
You know what? Field goal kickers get a lot of points. They score a lot of points.
I'd be a field goal kicker all day.
That's the limelight.
You can't touch the kicker. You can. There's ways you can touch a punter. On that return, that punter can get rocked. That punter ain't rocking everybody.
Pat McAfee faked a few people out. Going to
there was a Bears punter. There was a Bears punter that put somebody up one time.
True.
It's definitely one of the weaker positions in football. Punting? But punting in,
yeah, I have a leg,
a weak point. But at the same time, it would be a great profession.
It's a walk-off game-winning.
The man.
Oh yeah.
You lose, you get rain out of town.
You guys remember when Martin Gramatica and his brother Bill Gramatica used to run?
Yeah, Martin broke his leg doing that.
And they both
torn their ACLs. They were done.
How'd you like to be
career?
I mean, again, Bucks. We always talk about them. It's just because they give us so much to talk about. They had the best, one of the best college kickers. Bring him to us. And he literally shit the bed. I mean, this guy.
Bed. He didn't even get in the bed. He never even was there to fall apart. He just shit.
He had pee butt.
Yeah.
He had pee butt.
That sucks. That school sucks, too, that he came from.
Well, what about Michael Houston? Would miss it.
He'd miss a chip shot,
and then
he'd
on the
put it through
or the kickoff.
I'll take our kicker
through.
We got now. He's like, actually not too shabby.
Jay is straight with him.
I like it.
No pun intended.
Well said.
All right, very well spoken.
Gentlemen. I think we're done for the night. What are we doing on? I'm on vacation next week. Yeah.
No,
I'm on vacation
the week after.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Didn't see no request.
No, don't we have the recording with Big Nasty?
Yep, it's coming up. So
two weeks from today.
That.
So next week.
But you know the sad thing about that, though, is they postponed the 2020 Hall of Fame fan edition that they're going to just put it in for the 2021 season. So it's going to be a double whammy. Good for him. We'll talk to him.
I'm actually really excited to start talking to him and start talking to some of these fans and stuff like that. That's the other thing. We got the editor coming in
the week after
I get back. He'll be here with us for a couple of days. Start promoting this thing online a little bit. Let's get a little bit more attention. We got to get some more fan calls going. That was fun the other night. I had fun with that. And I want to get some people that, honestly, I want to get some people that are pissed off and like great talk.
Nobody can beat one. They're pissed off that sports aren't playing, but I feel like every fan, baseball, basketball, football, whatever, their teams have a chance, unless the ones that are eliminated from hockey and basketball so far. But everybody should have a positive outlook.
There it is.
Ready to play.
Stay puck.
Except for the Browns.
See? Nope. Right. Number two.
What did they ever do to you, dude? What did they ever do to you? I need to know what your issue with the Browns is.
I just don't like Baker. I really can't stand him.
Well, what if they get rid of him?
Like, good, they'll still be the Browns.
Hanging a monstrous scoreboard as Sophie. 2.2 million pounds. Oh, my God.
Hold on, that's...
this is Rams and Chargers.
No, that's LA's.
Wow.
It's LA. That place is going to be... I think it's got a hotel attached to it, too.
I do not like the look of that. I'm kind of... I get anxiety of that thing hanging over the plane.
Oh, yeah. J.R. Smith signed with the Lakers.
Big shout out to Gary Payton.
DP.
Tony Dungy. No.
Coaching the Redskins? Gotcha. Made you scroll up.
Don't have an opinion on that.
He'll just say Washington.
I'm not. I just said,
say Washington.
Investigation of racism and bullying on allegations on the dance team of the 76ers.
That's why you should have cheerleaders.
Yep. Oh, boy. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff I really look forward
Jay
to
Cutler.
When you're having some fans on the phone. No. So,
Jay Cutler?
See this about Jay Cutler? This is awesome. I mean, this guy went crazy. Look at that. He went commando trying to find out who was killing his chickens. And it was
somebody stealing his chickens?
Yeah. Kept breaking in.
That raccoon's got salmonella.
Yeah.
Lucky doesn't.
That guy.
This girl, this YouTuber, whatever, she got struck by lightning while doing her live stream. Yep. playing video games. Good stuff. Cam Newton works out with Mohamed Sanu. Oh, I'm so excited about football, boys. I'm ready.
Yep, a couple more weeks. Players report, I think, at the end of July. They have a brief training camp sesh, get everything back and rolling. Bang, bang, well, whistles drop. Let's get the total kind of leather. Let's go.
Where we don't have our fans, we don't have our calls. So, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure building it with you. To Bo and his attitude the last few days. But either way, it's fine. There it was. Thanks again. Do it again. Yeah. Love it. All right. Take it like a fan. All right. What's our numbers?
Paperwork. Oh, yeah. Definitely call us at 844-542-4111 or text us anytime at 727-388-1644. Follow us on Instagram.
Standard messaging rates worldwide. Twitter
at Take It Lego Fan.
There you go.
And I'm going to go get him a Snickers.
Throwing the ball downfield, and a wide open reach drop.